Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Truckers Podcast, FYI. I'm your host, Doug, from Ontario, Canada. It is 9 a.m. here on the 28th of April. Thank you for joining me. Well, how's your weekend going so far? Hope you're having a good one. Mine is going pretty good. Hopefully, the rain can hold off today and have a pretty nice sunny day. I don't know yet. It is mild out there this morning, which is nice to see for a change. So, yeah. The fast food stats in the United States and Canada. So let's take a look at the fast food statistics in Canada. This is 2024. Now, the fast food divides opinions, with some people loving the convenience and others blaming it for the rise in obesity, unhealthy eating habits. However, fast food has long been a firmly established part of modern society and does not show any signs of going away. And since the introduction of the first fast food restaurants in the United States, some fast food chains have spread around the globe. And others, such as Tim Hortons in Canada, have become a homegrown favorite. Now, with Tim Hortons, Tim Horton himself played in the National Hockey League. He opened up his first Tim Hortons in 1964 in Hamilton, Ontario. So, yeah, it is a homegrown staple. It is a homegrown favorite here in Canada. McDonald's opened its first restaurant in 1948. The Canadian fast food industry is worth $29.8 billion in 2021, and there were 31,577 fast food vendors in Canada, and over 396,000 people work in the fast food industry. And almost 30% of Canadians have worked in the fast food industry at some point. 4 out of 5 Canadians see fast food restaurants as an important first job source. Whether you worked at McDonald's, or Tim Hortons, you know, back in the early 70s, Wendy's was not here in Canada yet, neither was Burger King. We had a McDonald's, of course. We had a few Tim Hortons in the early 70s as they started to get going, and of course, we had, then it was called the Red Barn. Four out of five Canadians see fast food restaurants as an important first job source. Yeah, so they worked. High school students working after school, working on weekends. Now you don't see that anymore. See a lot of older generations working in the fast food industry in order to get by or try to get by. Only 11% of Canadians eat fast food because they feel it is good value for the money. 84% of food served by fast food vendors are are unhealthy. 84% of fast foods served by fast food vendors are unhealthy. When eating fast food, children consume 800 to 1200 calories in one sitting. So they're having chicken McNuggets, or they're just having the hamburger, or they're a little older, they're having a Big Mac, or whatever the case may be. 29% of Canadians say having healthy options available at fast food restaurants is important, which if 84% of it is all unhealthy, you know, 16% of it is good for you. And only 7% of consumers have visited a fast food restaurant after seeing their advert. And less than 4% of Canadians would open a fast food restaurant. And following the pandemic, 40% of restaurants say they will increase prices. You know, a little brief history here of the fast food. So McDonald's, with its assembly line system in the world, is credited as the first fast food restaurant. But some people say that the first fast food restaurant chain was White Castle, which was founded in 1921 in Wichita, Kansas. And before that, people considered burgers as low-quality food made out of scraps and spoiled meat and sold at fairs and circuses. And the founders of White Castle wanted to change this view and built their restaurant so that customers could see into the kitchen and how the food was being prepared. Then the restaurant may not have had, you know, the success of McDonald's, but they were important in changing people's perception of the burgers and the fast food. The first McDonald's opened in 1948, Burger King and Taco Bell in 1950, and Wendy's in 1969, which we did not have a McDonald's in Canada at that time, nor a Burger King, nor a Taco Bell, or a Wendy's here in Canada in that era. The first Tim Hortons opened in May 1964 in Hamilton, Ontario. And despite other change, including Tim Hortons expanding to other countries, none have had quite the same success as McDonald's. McDonald's is a staple fast food restaurant chain in the world, with the golden arches as you're driving up the street. Of course, all the characters, say Ronald McDonald, the Hamburglar, Grimace, all targeting these little characters towards children in order for the parents to get the kids in there and get the family in there to eat their hamburgers and French fries. So in 2021, the fast food market in Canada is worth $27 billion. And between 2016 and 2021, the fast food industry grew by 1.3% following the pandemic. And the fast food restaurants in Canada experienced an 8.2% market growth in 2022. And the market size is now $29.8 billion. Now, of course, you get the online food services, and they continue to grow during the pandemic. And they're worth an estimated $3.589 million in 2021. And then after the pandemic, people have continued to enjoy the convenience of having goods delivered to their door. And the delivery sector is expected to grow by 7.7% by 2024, which we are here now in 2024, and to be an estimated worth of about $4.482 million. So skip the dishes, DoorDash, you know, whatever, just makes it so convenient that you don't have to get off the couch except to answer the door when your food arrives. How many fast food chain restaurants are there in Canada? 31,577 fast food vendors in Canada in 2021. So that's approximately 10.3 fast food restaurants per 10,000 people. And the biggest fast food chain in Canada is Tim Hortons, which has 4,268 restaurants around the country in 2021. Subway had the second most restaurants with 3,148 stores. In Ontario, with the biggest population of the province and territories, has the most fast food establishments. There were 5,766 fast food vendors in the province in 2021, and 758 of those were in Toronto. That is just staggering. I gotta say, there's like 396,000 people who are working in the fast food industry in Canada. Now, how often do Canadians eat fast food? Households in Canada spent almost a quarter, 24% of their budget on eating out. 63% of Canadians say eating out is a luxury, yet almost the same percentage at 60% say they buy food from restaurants at least once a week. 16% of Canadians buy food or snacks from restaurants every day. And the younger people are teenagers are more likely to buy food and snacks on the go. Well, with the drive-throughs, people tend into whether you're going to McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, Tim Hortons, wherever, getting the food on the go. Now, with the younger people getting like the food on the go, with consumers in the 18 to 34 age range are likely to buy a meal or a snack two times per week. In the older age group, people get restaurant meals or snacks about 1.7 times per week. And people from Ontario and the Atlantic provinces eat restaurant food twice a week. In Western Canada, the number is 1.6, and in Quebec, it's 1.4 times per week. Of course, we love to get our breakfast on the go. Breakfast on the go is a popular choice for many Canadians. 40% people saying that they have breakfast outside the house. The reason for having breakfast on the go include the convenience of just picking up something at the en route to work and not having the time to prepare breakfast in the morning. Or maybe you had to get up a little bit earlier, then you have plenty of time. 30% of people say they do not want to cook and take away breakfast are most popular among the millennials. And most Canadians do not see eating out as a good value. However, the most common reasons for eating out, especially for people 18 to 34, as they are too busy to cook, and picking up fast food is easier when they are in a rush. People over 35 are more likely to see getting fast food takeout as for a treat for themselves. And only 11% of Canadians say they ate out because they felt it was good value for the money. And 7% of people said eating out is getting a takeaway from the fast food vendor was an affordable way to entertain family and friends. Now, the majority of the fast food is unhealthy. The industry trends show that 80%, 84% of fast food served in fast food vendors are unhealthy, and 72% of the drinks are unhealthy. Yet most children, 84%, eat fast food at least once a week. Children's age 13 to 17 can consume between 800 and 1200 calories per sitting. So are healthy foods, fast food options important? Only 29% of Canadians say that having a healthy option available when eating fast food is important. I know, hence the word healthy eating, healthy options. Whole food, plant-based is a healthy option. You need to get that in the restaurants? No. Now, we're going to take a look at the statistics, how the fast food stats for 2023. It's a $907 billion global fast food industry. And of course, fast food is a mass produced and intended for commercial resale with a focus on quick service. It was designed to serve workers, commuters, and tourists. Some quick facts here. As of 2023, there are 201,865 fast food restaurants operating in the United States. As of 2022, the U.S. fast food market was worth $331.41 billion. The U.S. Fast food industry anticipated the compound annual growth rate from 2022 to 2027 is at 5.1%, almost as high as inflation. And by 2023, the global fast food market will be valued at about $907 billion. That was last year. 50 million Americans, or 37% of the population, eat fast food on a daily basis. The majority of Americans eat fast food 1 to 3 times a week. 1/3 of Americans eat fast food daily. On any given day, people between the ages of 20 to 39 consume the most fast food. Compared to women, men eat more fast food. Families in America eat at fast food establishments 83% of the time. Fast food accounts for 10% of the annual income of the typical American household. Individuals with higher earnings are more likely to consume fast food than those with lower incomes. Kind of thinking about that because, you know, fast food is convenient, it's cheap. So buying the processed food, ultra-processed food, I thought would be, you know, for, you know, people with lower income, because this is what they can generally afford. But individuals with higher earnings are more likely to consume fast food than those with lower incomes. I don't make up the stats. The most popular time to eat fast food is during lunch. On any day, 34% of the youngsters eat fast food. Regular fast food consumption rises your risk for depression, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and obesity. The average annual rise in fast food consumption is 2.2%, and McDonald's is still the most popular restaurant in the fast food sector. Not surprising. You know, the general stats for the fast food industry, it's estimated that 36.6% of adults in America, or 84.4 million people, eat fast food on any given day. Given these facts, it should come to no surprise that the sector of the restaurant industry is still expanding despite COVID-19 negative effects on the U.S. economy, considering the following figures. And by revenue, the U.S. fast food business had a $330.41 billion market in 2022. In the United States, there were 785,316 franchise owners of the fast food business as of 2020. The fast food meal typically costs anywhere from $5 to $7, but during the pandemic, the price increased by an average of 6%. The typical American spends $1,200 on a single meal each year. Additionally, the typical American household spends 10% of its annual revenue on fast food. That's crazy. In 2021, the global fast food market brought in $797.7 billion. Consumption of the fast food in the United States. Most Americans visit fast food establishments 1 to 3 times per week to eat. A little over one third at 36.6% of American adults, according to the data from a survey by the National Center for Health Statistics, consume it every single day. 36.6 of American adults consume fast foods every single day. This is around 84.8 million adults who eat fast food daily. 84.8 million adults in the United States who eat fast food on a daily basis. Forty-four point nine of Americans between the ages of 20 and 39 regularly consume fast food. And only 24.1% of those aged 60 and beyond indulge in fast food, compared to 37.7% of those in the 40 to 59 age group. Maybe they're starting to realize how bad it really is for your health. In the gender, according to the CDC research, 38% of men and 35% of women respectively consume fast food every day, indicating that males do so more frequently than women do. That is absolutely crazy. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Doug, from Ontario, Canada, talking about the fast food stats here in Canada in the United States. In comparison, of course, you have more fast food restaurants in the United States. Your population is 10 times our population. We have 40 million people in Canada. You have close to 380 million people in the United States. So by saying that, obviously, you know, more Americans than Canadians go out and eat fast food, because you have somewhere over 221,000 fast food industry restaurants throughout the United States. Here in Canada, we have something like 31,000. You know, there's 31% of the fast food outlets specialize in hamburgers. So burgers are frequently the fast food that comes to mind when people think of fast food. And that is supported by the fact that roughly one-third of Americans' fast food establishments, including McDonald's and Burger King, specialize primarily in hamburgers. Sandwiches and pizza are the second most popular menu items, you know, like your coffee chains or something like that, you know, Tim Hortons, you know, getting into the sandwich, not just coffee and donuts. Something like 20,622 outlets nationwide. Subway is the largest franchised retailer in the United States. I figured that would be McDonald's. The retail yearly system-wide sales in the United States totals about $10.4 billion, with 2014 locations, or 10% of all Subway stores. California has the most Subway locations. Now, the fast food chain Subway wins the top spot in terms of the quality of franchise locations. The third spot goes to McDonald's, which is the most known for its hamburger sales. Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts, two fast food companies that sell coffee and breakfast items, are ranked second and fourth, respectively. And in the United States, the fast food business employs about 3,450,120 people. And these workers make an average of $11.80 per hour. And they're their mean age is about 24,000 a year. Alabama is a state with the most fast food restaurants per capita in America, with 6.3 eateries for every 10,000 citizens. West Virginia and Nebraska come in second and third, with 5.4 and 5.3 restaurants per person, respectively. Vermont is the state with the least fast food restaurants in America, with 1.9 restaurants per 10,000 population, making it the state with the lowest fast food restaurant density. And New York is second with 2.1 per capita, followed by New Jersey with 2.0. And like everything else, you know, with the how the COVID affected the fast food industry and all the industries. So the world's landscape changed as a result of the COVID-19, with the establishment on social distancing, mask wearing, limits across the states. The restaurant's business was dramatically impacted. You know, annually, you know, for 2023, something like $907 billion in profit worldwide. But compared to eateries that solely offer sit-down or dine-in services, restaurants that offer delivery or drive-through services had a superior competitive advantage. At the height of the pandemic, people referred drive-throughs or deliveries. Skip the dishes. DoorDash. They're crushing it. Online orders for pickups and deliveries thrived, increased by over 12% on the weekdays, despite the fact that restaurants' foot traffic and online bookings almost completely disappeared. And online orders were more likely to occur on weekdays, whereas takeout orders were more frequent on the weekends. Lunch orders climbed 18%, while dinner orders were up 3%. And since the start of the lockdown policies, foot traffic to fast food and casual dining restaurants plummeted by 45% and 67%, respectively. So we got the fast food chain's popularity. Fast food sector continues to be popular both domestically and overseas, despite all the media coverage on health advisories. Stats reveal that McDonald's is the top fast food chain in terms of sales. Adults spent a staggering $130.4 billion at McDonald's worldwide in 2019. Starbucks ranks second globally in the terms of consumer expenditure in 2019, $45.9 billion. So McDonald's has more locations. Starbucks had 29,324 outlets around the world as of 2018, compared to 37,855 for McDonald's. In every state in the United States, McDonald's continues to be the most well-liked fast food establishment. They sell 75 hamburgers on average per second. That works up to 4,500 each minute, or 270,000 per hour. When we look at the sales, the top 10 fast food restaurants in 2019 also include Kentucky Fried Chicken, Subway, Domino's Pizza, Pizza Hut, Burger King, Tim Hortons, Taco Bell, in addition to McDonald's and Starbucks. Health stats for the fast food industry. Fast food has always had a poor reputation. Well, obviously. But many people appreciate its convenience, but still recognize the potential health risk that a fast food meal may have. And the numerous fast food organizations have tried to influence the public's perception of calorie intake with advertising campaigns that address the quality of their food. Still, as shown by the following figures, the health consequences of fast food consumption is alarming. The typical adult consumes 836 calories per fast food meal and consumes 175 calories less than they think they did. A healthy dinner for an adult who is fully grown is thought to be around 500 calories or fewer. And the nutritional information can be found on many food restaurant websites, franchise locations, and how frequently they offer healthier selections. How do you even get a healthy selection out of a Big Mac and a large fry and a Diet Coke? You don't. The market for hamburgers have grown by 23% during the past the last 20 years. And while the soft drinks have grown in size by 52%, a Mexican food plate has grown in size by 27%. Snacks are 60% bigger, whether they are potato chips, pretzels, or crackers. Health hazards of fast food. Well, if you frequently eat at a fast food restaurant, you can generally find healthier options like salads and unsweetened tea. Sure, you can buy a salad. You know, everybody, not just, you know, Americans, they love a good price. They want value meals. Now, so, you know, between 2016 and 2021, the U.S. fast food restaurant market size increased by an average of 1.1% a year. It's not slowing down. If people think that's, it's not going down. So why do people love fast food? It's convenient, right? It saves time. You worked all week. Kids are jumping up and down on the Friday. They want pizza. They want McDonald's. They want Wendy's. You know, they want Burger King. You know, because it is quick, fast, and is very popular, not just in the United States. Family of those who constantly are on the go can choose it easily due to its ease and its speed. 83% of American families consume at least once a week. 83% of American families consume it at least once a week. Even 20% of the fast food meals are consumed. 20% of the fast food meals are consumed in vehicles. More affordable than other options, fast food is reasonably priced when you compare it to other dining options, but it is a lot more expensive than cooking your own meals. In fact, 32% of those who eat fast food do so because they believe it to be less expensive than the alternative. That's ridiculous. That it would, thinking that it'd be less expensive than the alternative of cooking your own meals. No, the reason why you're not cooking your own meals is, one, is because you have so much on your plate that you don't know what to do with it. You're not getting up early enough in the morning to give your time to actually even make some breakfast. You get up at, you get out of bed, you have to be to work in 5 minutes, run through the drive-thru and go into the door where you work. And you go ahead and you eat it three, four times, at least three times a week on average. So despite the widespread belief that lower income families consume more fast food due to its cheap cost, the claim is not supported by the available data. But the stats demonstrate that those with greater earnings have a tendency to eat more fast food than people with lower incomes. And I actually thought it would be the other way. According to the data from the Center of Disease Control and Prevention for the health stats, only 31.7% of individuals in lower income categories and 42% of those with a higher family income levels regularly consume fast food. Of course, it's widely available. Fast food meals are widely available because to be, you know, 826,000 fast food outlets globally, 43 42.7% of the customer consume it during lunchtime, while 42% eat it at dinner. Good flavor, right? Contains a lot of fat, sugar, salt, sodium. It's rich in calories. And due to the process, the majority of the nutrients that would have been there has been removed. So those ingredients are added to improve the food's flavor. They even infused the salt into McDonald's French fries. Not kidding you. The sugar. Corn syrup, you know, in the buns. So when you add that to a caffeine in a sugar-filled soft drink, it makes sense why every experience ever experiences a slump around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah, you're having a sugar crash. Although the fast food may be tasty, it's not healthy for you. Well, you know, then we have the fish and chip shops. Opened in Britain in 1860. Fast food has advanced over the decades. The market provides employment to many people who live in the States and serve a sizable percentage of the United States. Fast food stands apart in the restaurant sector thanks to how quickly it is cooked and served. The world's largest fast food market is in the United States, and they are American fast food outlets in more than 100 other nations as well. And despite increased expense and the effects of COVID-19, U.S. adults continue to eat fast food despite health concerns. The business doesn't appear to be slowing down anytime soon. No kidding. Because you just continue to go there. The convenience, the price, keep the kids happy. And it's no wonder that the obesity rate, the overweight, the obesity rate, the health, diabetes, it's no wonder it's out of control in the United States. By far more than Canada because of the size of the populations. We have 40 million people here in Canada. We almost have 400 million people in Canada, in the United States. So your unhealthy rate is going to be tenfold than what cannabis is. And other countries too, where fast food rest chains have moved and put that the standard American diet into other countries, also known as SAD. Think about it. $826,000 restaurants and institutions worldwide. 13 million people employed in the fast food sector. That's insane. But thank you for joining me this Sunday morning, ladies and gentlemen. I hope your weekend was great. I had a great weekend. Yes, my Toronto Maple Leafs lost last night. Could it be their end of their season in the playoffs? Potentially playing the Boston Bruins in the first round. Next game is Tuesday in Boston. Boston leads the series 3-1. Toronto could be out on the golf course pretty early. But we'll see. So take care, ladies and gentlemen, and enjoy the rest of your weekend. Enjoy the upcoming week. And I will be back out here next weekend, Saturday and Sunday mornings. Until then, take care. This is the Truckers Podcast, FYI. I'm your host, Doug, from Ontario, Canada. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.